With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Russian journalists have been detained. Norman Hall has more on the story.
Authorities in Russia have detained six journalists across the country this month, including a journalist who covered the trials of Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny for several years. Navalny died in an Arctic penal colony in February. The detentions were revealed by media freedom organization Reporters Without Borders. Antonia Favorovskaya was reportedly detained and accused by Russian authorities of taking part in an extremist organization for her social media post. Two other journalists were temporarily detained after they came to meet Favorovskaya in the detention center where she was being held. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNnews.com, France asking nearly four dozen nations to supply more than 2,000 police officers to help secure the Paris Olympics. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Organizers are finalizing planning for the July 26, August 11 Games, the French capital's first in a century, while on heightened alert against potential attacks. The Interior Ministry says the request for foreign security assistance was made in January. Extras are needed for both games security and what it calls the spectator experience. Adding such assistance is a common practice for major international events. Separately, the French Defense Ministry has also asked foreign nations for small numbers of military personnel who could help with tasks including sniffer dog teams. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Big step in the Big Apple. New York City officials announcing a pilot program. It will deploy portable gun scanners in the subway system. Georgia could join other states in requiring kids younger than 16 to have their parents' permission to create social media accounts. It would require porn sites to verify users 18 and over. This is SRN News. Idaho strikes a blow for religious freedom.
Lawmakers have passed a measure that bars the state from discriminating against adoption agencies or parents on the basis of religion. The Supreme Court has established that such discrimination is unconstitutional, and some states are acting to codify that decision in law. Greg Schaffen of the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "We applaud Idaho for prioritizing the well-being of kids." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As black clergymen prepare for Easter, they hope to welcome more people to church than ever before since the COVID pandemic began 4 years ago. Predominantly African-American churches still feeling the pandemic's impact on attendance, even as they've rolled out robust online worship options to reach people. Black Protestants' monthly church attendance declining 15% from 2019 to 23. This is SRN News. Another mass shooting, this time
space outside a blues club, say police in Detroit. Then somebody pulled a gun and started shooting. By the time it was over, five people had been wounded. Apparently only one of them involved in the argument, say police. The others were bystanders. All five were hospitalized in stable condition. The gunman drove off. No immediate arrests. Assistant Police Chief Charles Fitzgerald said five people get shot over a parking spot is just silly to me.
American Airlines easing a restriction on pet policy. For years, people with a small pet could only bring one other thing into the cabin, a small personal item or maybe something like that. American confirming now people with pets can now bring a personal item or a regular carry-on bag. More details at SRNnews.com.